Listen to the interview with Anne, talking about a book on Australia and circle true or false.
Anne, you want to talk to us about a book that you found extremely enthralling. It's a book on Aborigines' way of life in Australia's outback.
Yes, it's Marlo Morgan's book, Mutant Message Down Under. It's really powerful and gripping, and an enormously good read.
What is it about?
It's the story of an American woman who walks with nomadic Aboriginals through the outback. The journey takes 4 months. She has to walk without shoes, leave all her possessions behind, her jewellery, her designer clothes, and adapt to the Aborigines' way of life, which is very hard for her at the beginning. She has to walk for 1,400 miles, and during her walk, she gets to know a totally different way of life and a 50,000-year-old culture full of secrets and wisdom. She learns about the message that we all animals and plants are one and must live in harmony with each other. She also experiences that each single being is unique.
This is very similar to what the Bible says, isn't it?
Yes, you're right.
Some people have claimed that Marlo Morgan has only invented her walkabout and that her book is only fiction.
Yes, that's true. There have been lots of discussions, but to my mind it doesn't matter at all if the story is fabricated or real. Let's call it true fiction. What really matters is that the book is a thrilling and exciting report of a spiritual journey, and that there are so many serious messages in the book that we all can learn from.
What kind of messages? Do you remember any?
Yes, that you should live in harmony with nature. You mustn't harm nature just for profit. You mustn't destroy forests, pollute water, soil or air. One other message is that a healthy soul is necessary for a healthy body. So we have to repair wounded relationships or emotions. Think positively because negative thoughts are burnt into our invisible spirit and may damage ourselves, our personality and our mind. And most of all, if you harm anybody, you harm yourself. Every deed falls back upon you.
Positive actions too?
Yes, of course. If you do anyone any good, you do something good to yourself. It's an eternal law. This is the same as Jesus Christ told us. And another message that is really interesting and has touched me deeply is that the more you have, the more you have to fear. So we should get rid of unnecessary things. And for me, this is the hardest part to fulfill. There are so many things I think I absolutely need, but do I really need them? What do I need them for?
You are right. That's a difficult question.
There are so many important things in the story, and I could talk about the book for hours and hours. Anyway, just read the book and decide for yourself. I can highly recommend it. I'd like to encourage all listeners to read it and learn from it. Let's try and make the world a better place.
Thanks for your thoughts. I'll be sure to read the book.